surprise. It's your prize, it's your prize. It's your prize, it's your prize, it's
all types of vets. You know I throw it up on all types of sets. And you know I hear it all types of hate, butt bleep, bitch press, all types of weight. And when my drop, I'ma get all types of scans and rap the logo on all types of bands. We got the S-class.
Pull up. We've got a little caller in the studio. Caller, can you say hello?
Hi.
Introduce yourself, please.
My name is Elliot Schwartz. I am this host's brother, and I'm here to talk about the scandalism of Popeyes.
The scandalism of Popeyes.
Yes.
Tell me more.
I have been waiting months for the new chicken sandwich to come out. Every time I came home from school, I would check if it's back in stock, and it hasn't been. They said it would be back in September. I checked, it wasn't. And then they said November 3rd. That is today. And so we go, and it's 7:40, and they say they're not going to sell out, and that's because they're only selling it from 10 to 2. And I'm in school, so thank good.
So, for those of you that aren't aware, Popeyes recently released a super hyped up chicken sandwich that kind of rivals the Chick-fil-A version. Is that right?
Yeah.
And why is it so special? Why don't you just go to Chick-fil-A or like McDonald's or something?
Because supposedly it's better than all of them.
Oh.
But we don't know yet.
So you're on the chase for the perfect chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And you can't get it because it's only when you're in school?
Yeah. Chick-fil-A is good. They have this really good sauce, but I think Popeyes could beat it.
Well, I hope you get to find out soon, bro.
Thank you.
Are you going to try again? Is it open on the weekend?
Yeah, I will. There's this other place. There's another one that's really far. But those hours are 4 to 7, so I might go after school.
What about the one by our house?
Yeah, that's the one we went to.
Oh. Bummer.
Yeah.
You liking the show?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm enjoying it.
Good. What are you listening on?
Show notes.
Oh, nice. Are you home right now?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you win your soccer game?
We tied 7-0.
7-7?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Did you score?
Yeah.
My boy.
All right.
You signing off?
Uh-huh. Many Men by 50 Cent.
What's that?
Many Men by 50 Cent.
All right. I'll put that on next, dude.
All right. See ya.
Peace. Always love it when the family calls. It's just the best. But we're going to get back to the music. This is Medford Madness, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The local time is 11:15 p.m. That means I'm with you guys for another 45 minutes or so. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Sunday evening. Yeah.
fuck it is. So it's gotta be something. You got the layout and the idea. So why so hard to do what you feel? Stop looking like you are lost and pay attention to the boss. We here, come, don't say I will let you. It's over all, I know the real is gonna catch you.
Thank you. Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
We got another caller on the line. Caller, could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Perfect.
I have a question.
Shoot.
So, I've been having a few roommate issues. See, he keeps bringing his friend over, and it's taking up a lot of time, and every time that friend comes over, I need to leave the room. I don't know how to talk to him about it. Do you have any advice?
I think over the radio might be the perfect way, actually.
You think so?
I put it all out there, Kermit. I'll just put it all on the table.
I think that's a good idea. If you're hearing this, Grover, no more.
Kermit, is there anyone else in the room or is it just you?
Miss Piggy is in the room.
Naturally.
Okay, Kermit's in trouble.
Kermit's in the doghouse tonight.
Kermit needs to put a fire out right now. Have a great show.
Thanks for the call, Kermit. Take it easy.
Not a problem.
Well, who's that? Oh, and there he goes. All right, well, that was a great little call from... have no idea who that was, but once again, we're gonna go back to the music. Been getting a lot of calls tonight. It's pretty fun. If you want, call in. Let me try to find the phone number. Nah, can't find it. I'll get back to y'all with that. But until then, enjoy.
We'll be right back. friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
and morning problems for the summer, but is not my satisfaction. I want to have a more than that, but it's very rough again to see. Travis seems of tuna suits, for these are my temptations. Razor boxes, red tomatoes, catch my eyes and come to me, and that's the truth I realize. Swing of babies, cry on toys, full of things. And my mind is never satisfied, better check it on me, they'll feed your eyes.
We're at the end of that record. Means it's just about my cue to head out. That was Fuzz Dance by Alexander Robotnik and Gina the Felix. Something from 84, I think it said. So, yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. This has been a wonderful night on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Monday. Welcome to the working week. If I had time for one more song, I would play that. I don't. So, yeah, that's all. Kermit, I'm coming back, so keep it good. Take it easy, y'all.